This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Israel is open for tourism, although it's been very, very difficult with the ongoing war. But many people are traveling to Israel to see the land and to be with the people there in the land of Israel. That includes Court Weldon. Court Weldon is the faith-based marketing director of the Southern Region USA Israel Ministry of Tourism. Last year, Court had an opportunity to travel to Israel during a very special time there in the country to be with the people and to see some of the beautiful things there in the land of Israel. I caught up with Court in Atlanta, Georgia.
I really wanted to go to Israel now to be able to give people firsthand experience and my experience of what it's like in Israel after this conflict began, and to be able to give some context and some hope of what it was like. And I went around the time of Passover. And so that already is a beautiful time in Israel if you've never been during. And so it was really interesting when I went, there's families everywhere on vacation. They're all over the Sea of Galilee, they're kayaking, they're camping, they're enjoying themselves. And then the beaches of Tel Aviv are so packed. It's one of those things that if you did not know that there was a war going on, you would not have recognized it. As a tourist, that is. You do sense the heaviness. You do sense the sorrow and the sadness of what's been going on in the world, but also just in the country over the last year. But as a tourist, all of the places that the groups typically go to, they don't really sense anything. I actually was really fortunate when I was there. I met up with a group that had come. They originally, I believe, had like 60 people that were planned to go on the trip, and I think they only brought 13. So we are seeing that a lot, that people are coming to Israel. The ones that are braving it out and ready to go, they're still going. The country is not closed, even though that has been an opinion, and that has been something that a lot of people think. Israel has never actually shut down. You can enter the country. That was one of the things that I saw. And when I spoke to that group, they were just so happy to be there and so excited to be able to come during this time period. And it is an interesting time to travel when there's not very many tourists, because in a lot of ways you get sights to yourself that would typically be overrun with tons of buses, tons of groups, and you kind of get the country to yourself in a lot of ways. And that in itself is kind of a really incredible experience. It is an interesting thing to be in Israel during a time where there's not a lot of people there. But from a safety standpoint, if pastors are wanting to go, there will not be issues because you are with guides who know what's happening. They know how to navigate around those things. So even if there was rockets in a certain area, they will flip the script on the tour and they will take you to a different location, and then they'll take you back to where you need to go the next day. And so they're very well prepared for all of those things. And it's one of those things, if you've been to Israel in the past, you hear this all the time from pastors. They feel safer in Israel than they do in downtown Chicago, or even sometimes in Atlanta where we are. There's certain areas that I don't feel comfortable at night even, and you don't really sense that in Israel as much. So it becomes, what do you experience firsthand? Can you actually put yourself in a position to understand context and understand that walking into a place that you've never been is obviously daunting for anyone, but trusting that the people who are bringing you have your best interest at heart and your safety at the top of mind.
The country of Israel is open for tourism. There are a lot of people traveling to Israel just to be there in support of the Jewish people. Some people are actually leading groups to Israel to see the beautiful sights that they read about in the Bible. And if you're thinking about a trip to Israel, this is the time to start planning. Here's a website that will help you do that. Holyland.israel.travel. That's holyland.israel.travel. Check that website out. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Thanks for listening.